you do a funeral, especially for somebody close to you like your brother. And he's got a little note here from Brother Wayne Henderson. He said, I want to thank you for making our week a very wonderful experience. That's a blessing. We could not thank you enough. All in spite of my condition, I love you and yours much, Brother Wayne. Amen. So I bless the Lord for that. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. I'm going to have a little preaching tonight. I try to preach a little bit. Give you something from the scripture. And I was going to have a few more songs, but Brother Robert, they're kind of going through that. And just kind of direct my heart, go ahead and preach and get your mind on that. And it's kind of hard. But I'm looking in 1 John chapter 5 tonight. If you want to look with me in the scripture, 1 John chapter number 5. And do pray for Brother Robert tonight. God would help him. He's not doing well, not feeling well. And so remember him in prayer. But in 1 John chapter number 5, I'm looking in the verses, chapter number 5, verse 17 through verse 21. Some scripture here I want to read and try to bring a little thought to you tonight. God being my helper. And the Bible said, all unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. Why the Lord said that in that scripture there through that man, it looks like to me that there had been wrought much fear amongst the people. They heard about things, no doubt about there is a sin unto death. And then he said, there's a sin not unto death. Amen. So we find here, he said, all unrighteousness is sin. That's a strong statement, because anything that's unrighteous is sin before God. God's a righteous God, but I'm telling you this tonight, brethren, listen, thank God the righteousness of God has to be in us. If we're going to live righteous, we got to be born, amen, again, to have the righteousness of Christ. Thank God been imputed to us, reckoned us, amen, to be, thank God, dead indeed unto sin, alive unto God. And so we know tonight, praise God, that sin hath not dominion over us. Thank God for that. I'm thankful tonight. Thank God we've been delivered. Verse 18, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Amen. And that's where a lot of people get that perfection preaching. I do believe in I believe in perfection. I believe we're pressing toward that. But as long as we live in this flesh, amen, and have that so sinful nature, we're going to wrestle with them things. It's just a fact, friend. In fact, why would the Bible say in the first chapter of this 1 John, if we say we have not sinned, we're a liar, and the truth is not in us, so we know we have sin. Thank God we don't sin, friend, amen, like we did before we got saved. Amen. That means we don't practice it. It don't, thank God, have the authority or dominion over us, but we still fall short of the glory of God. And I'm thankful tonight, thank God, that God, amen, has the propitiation for our sins tonight through Christ. And God sees us perfect in His Son. Amen. Even in our daily practice, we still fall short. But thank God, when we got saved, we become a new creature. And God, thank God, delivered us from the dominion. Thank God, us seeing over us. Amen. One day we'll be delivered from the very presence of it. And we'll be thankful for that. Amen. We'll have no sin. Amen. When the Lord comes, we'll be made like Him, the perfect Lamb of God. Amen. And we'll have no sin. But brethren, listen, a man that keeps practicing and practicing and practicing the habituality of sin, the Bible said that he don't know God. But he that is begotten of God, born of God, keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. Amen. We're kept by the power of God. Amen. He's keeping us. We couldn't keep ourselves no more, and we could save ourselves. But we are kept by the power of God. I bless the Lord for that. Thank God he's saying, and the wicked one toucheth him not. Thank God he cannot take salvation. He cannot. Amen, my friend. Thank God, destroy what God has done in us. He can affect your testimony tonight, but he cannot. God affect, my friend, the divine nature that's in us tonight. We've got to see we've been born of the seed of God tonight. And the seed of God, thank God, remaineth in us. That's the life of God. Amen. That's the life of God in us. He come to give life. That's why we have life. It's not, my friend, natural. Amen. Thank God for that. It's the supernatural life of God in us that gives us, thank God, the power. Amen. To live for him. He said in verse 19, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. There's a contrast. We're of God. We're in the family of God. We've been born of God, and the whole world lieth in evil, wickedness. Amen. Thank God we're not of the world. We're in the world. We're not of the world. Thank God the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever. Amen. What is the world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. Anything we see, my friend, like the garden. She, my friend, seen the tree to be good, pleasant to the eyes and good for food. And that, my friend, attracted her to, my friend, sin. Against God, take the fruit, eat it, and give to her husband. And he did eat. And therefore, we still have the three categories of sin. The lust of the flesh, amen, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but the whole world lieth in wickedness. It's the evil, my friend. He said it would get worse, and it is. There's an increase in this day. Amen. It's always been sin. There's always been, my friend, adultery and murder and lying and cheating. Amen. The first sin, Adam disobeyed God. Cain killed his own brother Abel. Amen. That's right. It's all through there, my friend. How that sin, my friend, has always been. There's so much strict laws in the Israelites. Thank God that God, my friend, brought them under that subjection and gave them a law. That law was holy. Amen. It's good. Thank God. Amen. The law, thank God, is not for a righteous man. A law's for a sinner. Amen. Paul said it's for the lawbreaker. Amen. Listen, it's not for us, even though the law is fulfilled in us through Christ. We respect the law of God because Christ, thank God, is holy, and we to live holy lives. But brother, I'm saying this tonight. Amen. The law was a schoolmaster pointing us to Christ for what the law could not do, and it's weak in the flesh. Not the law was weak, but our flesh was weak. Amen. The flesh couldn't produce, amen, what God required. And God required righteousness. And God required holiness. And the flesh couldn't produce it. That's why there's a lot of people tonight trying to work their way to heaven. And they're working their way to hell. Amen. God have mercy. Verse 20, and we know that the Son of God has come. This is the verse I want to say a few things about. Really, what he's saying there is, this is the deity. This is the God-man. This is the one that took human flesh, amen, and was God in flesh. And he said here, and we know. He said, we know. We know it. He didn't say everybody. He said, we know it. In fact, in this book here, amen, there's a lot of we knows. Amen, we know it. Thank God, do you know it? What do you know tonight? Who do you know tonight? Do you know it within? Thank God, has there been a transaction of grace in your heart that brought you to salvation in the Son of God? It's not a profession in facts. It's a knowledge of God himself. Amen. Salvation is an experience of God in a man's heart. Washing his sin away. Taking the burden of sin away. Thank God, and giving him eternal life. And we know that the Son of God, what is come. We know he is come. And all he is come. He is coming again. Amen. He said he was and he is. He ain't never done nothing, my friend, but do what he said. He done everything he said. He'll do everything he says. Amen. He'll do it. Thank God. He done it. Amen. Blessed is the Lord. Amen. He done it. Amen. He done what he said. Thank God he came and took on flesh. Amen. God in flesh. Amen. Thank God he said, and hath given to us, given us an understanding. We have an understanding. We have an understanding who he is. He said, flesh and blood had not revealed this to you. But my Father which is in heaven, it ain't revealed by natural minds. Amen. It's not revealed through education. It's revealed through the Holy Ghost. God gave us revelation, understanding, the knowledge of God. Thank God, Jesus said, except you be born again, you cannot know the kingdom. You don't know the kingdom. The kingdom's in you tonight. Thank God, we're preaching the kingdom. We're preaching the kingdom. Thank God, friend. Thank God, the kingdom come. Amen. And the kingdom's coming. Amen, brother. Listen. Thank God, I'm glad. Amen to God. Amen. I've been born into the kingdom. Amen. One day he's going to set his kingdom up on earth, amen. That's right, thank God. And we'll rule and reign with him. That's the Bible, friend. I'm glad, thank God, that he said, I will. I'll come again. Thank God he is a coming. He will be here, thank God, on time. And he'll take his people home, amen. Thank God for that. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I have an understanding tonight. That man told me, brother, listen, there ain't no way you can understand the Bible unless it's revealed to you. You got to have the understanding of God. It's a supernatural understanding. It's a spiritual understanding. It's not something you can teach somebody. It's something God has to teach you. It's something God has to show to you. Amen. I'm still learning. Amen. I'm still learning. I'm still grabbing hold of them things that God has taught me. Amen. It gets bigger and bigger and better and better. Amen. To God's Son to see what he done for me. It's great, friend. I'm telling you, thank God it's great. If you can get a hold of it, not as great what he done for you. Reconcile you to his own son, or through his son. Reconcile us to God by the death of his son. That's what God did. I'm telling you, you know this. When you say this, thank God he died for me. When you see that, that's when you're saved. Amen. That's right. Everybody knows, say, well, Jesus died on the cross. That's a true statement. But when you find out by understanding that he died for you, yeah. Amen. Well, why did he die for you? He died for you for your sin to be paid for. That's right. Once you see your sin been laid on him, and the problem with you and God, the Father's sin, and sin separating you from God, amen, because he's holy and we're unholy, and he's just and we're unjust, amen, the just died for the unjust that he might bring us to God. He bare our sins in his own body on the tree. He gave himself willingly for sin, once and for all, amen. He don't have to die but once. His offering don't have to be but one time. I tell you why you won't shout tonight. Thank God you got your own self involved in it too much. It's him, thank God. It's him. If you ever get a hold of that, it's him. And find out the understanding of God, it's grace, amen. That's right. Ain't no work you can do. You can't be good enough. He did not foresee you as a good person. He didn't foresee you. Thank God that you were going to help him. Amen. He didn't listen. In Jacob and Esau, it wasn't foreseen in none of them men. Amen. He saw, thank God, what his counsel was and what he was going to do through us. Thank God when he saved you, he had it set up in his mind and the counsel of God what he is going to do with you. Amen. Thank God, buddy. That's good. Hey, I'm one of his. Thank God I'm one of his. Hey, he's got a plan for me tonight. Amen. Thank God it ain't no accident. It ain't something I dreamed up or tried to conjure up. Amen. I wouldn't be here not wasn't for the goodness of God and the grace of God and the will of God and the way of God through his son tonight. Amen. That's right. Notice this understanding that we may know him. That is true. And we may, listen, Look at the rest of this verse here. And we are in him, that is true. Not only we may know him, that is true. Thank God we're in him, that is true. I'm going to tell you this tonight. Can I tell you this? He's true to us. Amen. He's true to his truth. He's true to what he said. He's true tonight. You count on him. There's no other friend like him. Thank God there's nobody like him. Amen. He's a hold me up. I ain't a hold him up. Amen. The anchor's got me. I ain't got the anchor. Amen. The anchor's got God for death in the veil. Thank God what he saved, he'll keep. Amen. I'm telling you this. Thank God he is true. He is true. He's true to me. He's true, thank God. He's true to me tonight, amen. He ain't true to me tonight. He's an unfaithful God. He ain't no unfaithfulness in him. There's no shadow turning in him. There's no change in him. Thank God he's the same all the time. Amen. I can count on him tonight. Whatever he does, he'll do right, amen. Thank God. Notice this here. We know him, that is true. We are in him, that is true. Notice, I want you to look at this verse. Even in his son, Jesus Christ, this is the true God. Not only is he, listen to this here. He said this, I hope it gets to you, that we may know him, that is true, and we are in him, that is true, and this is the true God. Three times the word true right there. He said he's the true God. Who is God? Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is God? Jesus Christ. He's the true God. Amen. Hey, if you say tonight you want to hear, thank God, you know the true God tonight. Amen. All things were made by him. Without anything was not anything made. That was made. That's exactly right. In him was life, and he was a light, and the life is a light of men. God commanded all men everywhere to repent. But he couldn't repent. Unto God granted repentance. The Holy Spirit worked it in your heart to turn you by preached word of God, Holy Ghost conviction, and a desire to know the true God. And really the true God tonight is who I'm preaching about, Jesus Christ. Notice this here, this is the true God and what? An eternal life. Who's eternal life? Jesus Christ. How do I get eternal life? Jesus Christ. Amen. How do I get that? Preacher, I'm believing on Jesus Christ. Amen. John 17, that great intercessory prayer that our Lord prayed. What a deep prayer. Amen. The Bible said, let those eyes of heaven, Father, the hours come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee as thou hast given him power over all flesh. He should give the eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Notice verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou sent. He said, this is eternal life. Eternal life is his son. Amen. If you don't know his son, you don't have it. You can know a lot of things about the Bible, not know him. I'll prove it. John 5:39. Jesus told the Pharisees, search the scriptures, for in them ye think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify me. And ye will not come to me. That's a statement. That you might have life. Well, he said, you ain't going to come to me that you might have life. I am life, and I can give you life. Amen. I'm going to tell you this, brethren. Listen, he is God, and he is eternal life. Amen. That's what John said. He laid on his bosom, thank God. He said, our hands have handled the word of life. Amen. He said, my fellowship's with the Father and with the Son, and I want your fellowship to be in that too. Amen. Then the last verse, he said, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Keep yourselves from idols. Amen. An idol is anything you set up in your heart above God. And you can have idols, and I'm not talking about, and I specifically hear Gnosticism was a big thing then. Philosophers, they had statues all in philosophers. And a lot of things too. You know what I mean? They did worship statues. I mean, you take the some of these places that these preachers went. Paul was moved when he went, my friend, in the Mars Hill and saw all them idolatry. His heart was stirred within him. America's full of idolatry tonight. Amen. They worship man more than they do God. He said that in Romans 1. They worship the creature more than the creator who is blessed forever. Amen. They worship
They worship, my friend, sports stars, movie stars. Amen. They worship the money. Amen. Find the money. He said you can't serve God and mammon. Amen. They worship a lot of things. They worship what they desire. They worship what they love. They worship a lot of that. Amen. Listen. What you love is what you worship. That's right. Amen. He said, keep yourselves from idols. You need to keep yourself from idols. You can make your own self an idol. You can think you're bigger than what you are. That's right. He said, how you can do that, preacher? You can. You can idolize yourself. Jezebel idolized herself. Amen. That's right. Praise God. She thought she was something to thank God. Jehu went, praise God, and they threw her down and the dogs ate her. Amen. That's right, buddy. She painted her face. She had makeup on. You say, are you against makeup? No, I'm not against makeup, as long as it's modesty and moderation. It's according to what you're putting it on for. Yep. Amen. There's a lot of people wearing makeup in the Baptist church, and it ain't the makeup they're putting on their face. It's the makeup they got in their heart. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. She idolized herself. Absalom idolized himself. He thought he was bigger and better than David. He stole the hearts of men by lying on his own father. He's a turncoat. He hated playing the second fiddle. That's right. So he hung his own self. He hung his own self in a tree. And Joab, man, he was a fighter. That's right. God allowed him to throw darts through his heart, even though David didn't want him to. David said, I'd be willing to give my life for him. That's a real true lover, a lover of that son he had. Amen, son. That shows you the love of God in that man's heart. But I'll tell you what, you can idolize yourself. He that thinketh he stand, take heed lest he fall. There's a lot of idols, amen, that people bow to today. That's right. Amen. But I'll tell you, thank God, I'm glad I know God. I'll tell you better than that, I'm glad God knows me. Amen. He knows me, brother. He knows me. Amen. He knows me. Right. Does he know you? Amen. Well, bless the Lord. Let's have y'all ladies.